indeed, Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, bringing us to 24 minutes past 6. And we continue with the day's top business news. Now looking at the Reserve Bank's comments on South Africa avoiding rating cuts. Central Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago has cited a narrowing current account deficit, improving economy and stable inflation for this argument. We are now joined by Chief Economist at Efficient Group, Davi Ruud. Good evening, Davi.
And good evening to you.
Davi, do you agree with the Reserve Bank Governor in this regard?
Well, yeah, I do believe that we have some significant issues still in South Africa. I think politics is perhaps the most important one, and certainly economic growth might have stabilized a little bit, but it is just far, far, far too low. But I guess it's better than being in a recession.
That said, what do we expect from rating agencies, especially as they have continued to warn against political instability, which we continue feeding to them?
Yes, well, without a doubt, the most important happening that the rating agencies are waiting for now is what's going to be in the budget of the budget and the Minister of Finance. And I'm afraid it's probably not going to be good news. They are, depending on who you ask, but I think the shortfall on the revenue side could easily be between 30 and even as high as 60 billion rand. Now, if that is the case, we're going to add at least half a percent of GDP to the fiscal deficit. And that means that the fiscal deficit will exceed 4% of GDP. And already, we have fiscal debt levels well in excess of 50%. And I'm afraid the last time we were here, we were in fact so-called junk bonds. So I am afraid that I think if we don't get a downgrade, then we can consider ourselves very, very lucky.
Do we see the upcoming medium-term budget policy statement to be delivered by the Finance Minister, Malusi Gigaba, for the first time? Do we see this one as what is normally termed a difficult balance?
Well, I don't know what is meant by the word balance, because, you know, the Minister of Finance keeps on using the word it's a consolidation. He will keep on consolidating the fiscal accounts. What does that mean? Now, in my book, the consolidation of fiscal account means that things improve. Now, I can assure you that on the fiscal side, things have not been improving. In fact, things deteriorated quite substantially the last couple of years. In fact, the last 6 months or so, there certainly is no consolidation, at least not to my understanding of the meaning of the word consolidation. And I can give you many, many reasons why I say so. I've mentioned the shortfall in the revenue side, and we all know what's been happening on the state on enterprises and state spending in general. So I'm afraid state debt is likely to keep on going up and up and up. And, you know, in the past, The fiscal matrix, or primarily the fiscal debt relative to GDP, was the only real important variable that was watched by the rating agencies. Subsequently, they've also added some other variables, like, for example, so-called political stability and policy clarity. And we know what's going on there. But they've also added a very important variable, and that is economic growth itself. And we know what's happening to South Africa's economic growth. So I'm afraid those three major issues are all pointing in the wrong direction. So I'm very, very concerned that we're probably going to see a downgrade. The Minister of Finance also needs to, you know, he needs to jump through a couple of loops here. One is that, where is he going to get the money to fund the South African Airways, as an example? Because he did mention he's going to fund it in a so-called fiscal neutral manner. Now, what does that mean? It means he's not going to fund it so-called above the line. In other words, it will not be part of state spending. Now, if it's not part of state spending, it must be so-called below the line, and that must come from some other sources on the funding side. And I've got a suspicion he's going to make use of his existing balances. But, he's got so much money available, and once he spends that money, then, of course, we run out of money.
Thank you so, so much for your time. Chief Economist at Efficient Group, Davi Ruud, speaking to us about the Reserve Bank's latest comments on rating cuts.